Leaders at the National Institute of Health have a new brain to leverage. The Biomedical Research Advanced Information Network is based in the cloud, and it is ready now for other agencies to leverage. Ron Prater is partner and co-founder of the Corner Alliance, one of the co-developers of the program, and he's here to talk about how brain works. Ron, give us the thumbnail to start with. What is brain? How does it work? And what's it doing for NIH right now? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure. Thank you, Francis. I appreciate the time. So the brain was started about 4 years ago. Just in case you decide to Google the brain and find out more, you're not going to find much because NIH does have a rather large program called the brain. So if you search the term insight at the Corner Alliance website, you'll find more information. But it was really developed to solve two problems that are common to most federal agencies and large private sector companies. One, the first is around data management, really at the leadership level. Today, they use things like SharePoint, they use email, they use file servers, et cetera, to manage their data. The problem is you don't want your senior leaders having to figure out where to go to get their information on their important programs and projects. So the brain was helped to manage their data, was designed to help them manage their data more efficiently. In addition, the other module it has is a very unique presentation module that really helps streamline collaboration. In today's society, you have leaders who work with their leadership teams every day, all day in meetings, and then all of a sudden you put them in a high-stakes stakeholder environment. You put them up all alone. And so the idea around, from NIH's perspective, was why do we put the leader up there all alone? Let's make sure that they have the right information at the right time.
What was the genesis of this? How did it work where either you went to NIH and said, you really should let us do this, or they came to you and said, I wonder if it's possible to do this, or however that worked? How did that work, Ron?
Sure, and I don't know the whole history right before we got there. I believe they tried to do something like this the year before. And it didn't work. I don't know that whole history, but we have a person on staff who is an IT and a Mac expert that was well known in the NIH community. So he met with Dr. Collins and his staff and kind of mapped out what is it they wanted to do, how did they want to better collaborate when they needed to, how did they want to, again, get the leaders in the organization the right information that they knew was vetted and correct at the right time. So that's kind of history. Again, this was about 4 years ago, and now we've for 4 years we've been working and refining based on user requirements the brain for them.
And how will this be applicable to people at other agencies now that it's going to be available for them too? It sounds like you want to get it beyond just NIH.
Absolutely. And it's really, as I said, it's applicable to any senior leader who's trying to manage a bunch of data, who presents in high-stakes environments, and who wants their information at where they are when they need it. This is it's cloud-based today. It's web-based. So basically from any device at any time, NIH can get access to their most recent programmatic information. I do want to emphasize this is not about every version of every file they've ever seen. Again, organizations have things like SharePoint and email and text messaging and social media to exchange that kind of information. This is really for the leaders across the area and them having access to their information that they need so that they can always show that they have their hands on, or they have the pulse of their organization and all their programs and projects. It's not unique to NIH in reality. We've learned a lot over the 4 years and helping them look at their processes for how do they collect data at the leadership level, how do they vet that data, how do they make sure it's the right data, who's reviewed the data, et cetera. So there's a whole built-in process flow into this tool that tracks who's reviewed the data, when they've reviewed it, so everybody knows that it's the right information. It's got a whole history in it that tracks every keystroke. And so, again, it's independent of NIH, in reality, any organization could use it.
Ron Prater is partner and co-founder of the Corner Alliance. They're behind the brain that the Biomedical Research Advanced Information Network that the National Institutes of Health is using. And the brain is not alone. You have a tool that's built off of that called Insight. What's the collaboration there? What's the connection there between the two?
Sure. And really, Insight is the brain was started at NIH. That's their name for it, Insight. We've taken all the lessons learned from 4 years of working with NIH, of figuring out what works and what doesn't work. Again, it's 99% user developed. So what we've been told many times now is it requires virtually no training. So we've taken that now with the version we're taking other places called Insight. We're trying to take those lessons learned and upgrade some of the tools. For example, it's got a very user-friendly dashboard that tracks all the records in the system, tells you where they are in the process flow. We've also built a system into it called it's to track changes, just like Word has, so you don't need to jump in and out of Word if you don't want to. And a couple other I'll call modes of the system that we've taken into Insight to then share with other agencies and other departments.
What's the collaboration process like with the agencies? What's the way that they can give you information, give you feedback on something like this that's most useful to you, Ron?
Sure. Well, I guess obviously, well, from NIH perspective, we work with them on a weekly, almost a daily basis. We're meeting with their team to make sure it's meeting their needs, and where it's not, to adjust it or to add features and functionality. For any other agency that's interested in seeing more, they can just reach out to me. My information's on our website at cornerlines.com, or they can call me, and we're happy to discuss this more with them.
As far as the users, though, the folks who are already kind of elbow deep in it and trying to give you feedback on an ongoing basis about how it will suit their needs better, what way do they present information to you that makes it useful for you and makes it actionable for you?
Got it. So today, twice a year, we sit down with NIH's team, and we go through the team about, I'll say, 50 regular users that you're using the system all the time, and we go through and they talk about lessons learned. What do they like? What do they want to add? You know, hey, if it did this, that would be great. And we go through and log all those, we call them requirements, and then with NIH, we prioritize that list, what would best suit their needs. And then we integrate that into our development process. So today we do that twice a year with NIH. However, as I said, we meet with a smaller group of NIH folks weekly and talk through those issues. So we're really doing kind of, you know, more what we call an agile development process, to where we're upgrading the system on a monthly basis.